Welcome to the Pivotal Decisions Podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful that you are tuning into the podcast. And I hope you will find it valuable and exciting and informative and all of those important things. And here's a way that you can support the Pivotal Decisions Podcast. If you will subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions YouTube channel, there you will find all the podcast content and more. And it's real easy to do. All you have to do is go to YouTube and search for Pivotal Decisions Podcast. You will find it, and then hit the subscribe button. And when you do, it doesn't cost you anything. You're not signing up for a bunch of emails. All it will do is alert you to let you know of the newest edition of the Pivotal Decisions Podcast. I have done a lot of funerals lately. It seems like that I have attended or conducted more funerals lately than any time in my years of being a pastor. It reminds me of the moment that a reporter asked Billy Graham once, "What is your greatest surprise in life?" And his reply was, "The brevity of life." Now, I know we don't like to think about death. Someone once observed that life is pleasant, death is peaceful, it's the transition that's troublesome. We don't like to think about it, and we definitely don't want to listen to a podcast about dying. Death makes us realize our mortality. Death frightens us because we know that someday we too shall die. We can't avoid this. Most of all, death makes us think. It makes us think about our own lives, about our priorities, about our goals, about ourselves. And we hate to think about that, so we avoid thinking about death at all cost. But we need to talk about it just for practical reasons. There are a lot of reasons to think about dying, but there are a lot of just practical reasons why you need to think about it. With all these funerals lately, and with all of the funerals I've been a part of over the years, including conducting my own mother's funeral less than a year ago, and I have been a part of hundreds of funerals, I watch family members struggle with knowing what to do when their loved one dies. So in this special episode of Pivotal Decisions, I'm going to give you 7 intentional ways to prepare for your funeral. This is just some practical advice about how to plan a funeral, coming from 30 years as a pastor and conducting hundreds of funerals. Now, this will be from a Christian perspective. That's really all I know. So this is all coming from a Christian perspective on how to prepare for a funeral. Now, who am I talking to in this episode of Pivotal Decisions? Well, I'm talking to you. You need to make some plans for your funeral. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. You need to make some plans now. I'm talking to some whose parents are aging, and you need to think through some things. I'm talking to couples who need to make some plans so that your spouse does not have all of the pressure and stress to make the plans for you. So these are going to be really practical, but I hope it'll be beneficial for you as well. 7 intentional ways to prepare for your funeral. So here's 1, write down your funeral plans. Or write down the plans of your loved one. Get a notebook and write down your desires for your funeral. Who do you want to speak? Is there a certain pastor that you want to conduct your funeral? Do you want some family members to share at your funeral? Do you have a friend or some friends that you would like to give an eulogy at your service? Who do you want to speak? Write that down. Where do you want the funeral to take place? Do you want it at the church? At the funeral home? Do you want just a graveside service? These are all things you need to think about and write down. What kind of music do you want? Pick your songs. Write down who you want to sing those songs so they can be asked when you die and they can be see if they're available at your funeral. What scripture do you want read? Pick out some Bible verses that you want read that mean something to you, and you want those read at your service. Select which photos and any kind of memorabilia that you want displayed at your service. Do this for your parents. Start collecting those photos. This is one of the most time-consuming things that you have to deal with when a loved one dies. You can go ahead right now and make a file of pictures that you want included, that you want for your parents when a parent dies or when your spouse dies. And you can just add to those as time goes by. Who do you want the pallbearers to be? Who's going to serve in that way for your service? Write those names down. Are you going to have a viewing or sometimes called a visitation time? This is separate from your funeral or memorial service. This is a time where people come by and just view the body, or it's a time to visit with the family. When will this happen? Some choose to do it the night before the funeral or memorial service. Or will this happen the same day as the service? Some choose to do it before the funeral service on the same day. Or you might choose to have a reception time after the service. You just need to be clear and write this down and talk to your loved ones about what do they want. And here's a question you need to ask and need to be settled with yourself and your loved one. Do you want the casket to be open during the viewing, or do you want it to be closed? Let your family members know. If your loved one's in the military, will you have military rights at the service? Those are all things that you need to plan. Write that down in a notebook so you have all that information ready for your loved one. Do it for yourself. Talk to your parents. Talk to your spouse. And write these things down. Now listen to this. You're not going to die sooner because you make your funeral plans. Some people believe that if I think about this, fate will step in, have its way, and I will die earlier than I would if I just don't think about it at all. If people really believe that if I start writing down my funeral plans, well, that means I'm going to die. And that's crazy thinking. Your life is in the hands of a sovereign God. And so just because you plan your funeral doesn't mean you're going to die sooner. It's not like God says, oh, I hadn't thought about Joe dying, but since he's thinking about it now, I will go ahead and take him home. It doesn't work that way. Your life is in the hands of God. So these are just practical questions that you need to write down so you, your family members, your loved ones, everyone is prepared when that time comes. So first, write down your funeral plans. Number two, select your funeral home. This will be the first question you are asked when your loved one dies. When, if it's in the hospital when they die, if they are at home and the police come, the rescue squad comes, the first question they're going to ask you after your loved one dies is, which funeral home do you want us to call? So select your funeral home now. And along those same lines, where are you going to be buried? You need to think through obtaining some burial plots and think that through. So select your funeral home and make that known. Number three, make pre-arrangements with the funeral home. Make an appointment and go to the funeral home, and they will make sure you are ready to go. No pun intended. There are some plans you need to make with the funeral home. You can prepay, pre-plan, and have it all ready so your loved ones don't have to deal with that. There's reasons why you want to do this. One, it's going to save your family money, because you're not going to make emotional decisions in the moment and spend more money than you need to. If you wait, you see, you are emotional and you're grieving and your heart is hurting. And sometimes in those moments, you make emotional decisions and you spend more money than you need to spend. So it's going to save your family money. Do that now with yourself and your loved ones. It's also going to help you avoid family conflict and stress. With the choices pre-made, your family will be able to spend more time grieving instead of arguing about the funeral specifics. So make the pre-arrangements with the funeral home. It's going to help you avoid family conflict and stress. And the third reason why you want to do this is because it will help your wishes being honored. When you plan your funeral in advance, you can have peace of mind knowing that your funeral will be handled the way that you want it to. Now, there's no guarantee that your family is going to do everything you say, but at least you can make them feel guilty if they don't by having it all written out and planned. So make some pre-arrangements with the funeral home. Here's number four. Write the obituary early. I can't stress this to you enough, especially if you have older parents. You need to start writing their obituary now. Start asking some questions that are intentional so you can get the information correct. Now, you can be really tactful in this. You don't go to your parents or an aging loved one and say, "Hey, since you're getting close to dying, let me ask you some questions." Instead, you could just start going by to see them and talking to them and gleaning information that you can use in the obituary, and then start writing the obituary. This is important because if you wait until the moment they die or after they die, you are emotional. And it's hard to think during that time. And also, you can no longer verify if the information is correct. You'll be surprised at how difficult it is to remember all of the facts in the moment. So write the obituary early. Start writing it down. You can change it as time goes by, but start writing it down now. Number five, start writing down notes to give to the pastor for the funeral service. I would encourage you to get a notebook and just start writing down some stories. Something funny your loved one says, something impactful they have said, some things from their childhood, some details about their hobbies, or just some good memories you have of your loved one. Start writing those things down. Do they have a favorite scripture that they would want to be used during the service? Write that down in the notebook. And then when they die, you can meet with the pastor and give him that notebook. And he then has some great material to use during the service that's going to make the service much more personable than if he doesn't have that information. So start writing things down. Don't wait until after they die and then try to remember it all. Start doing it now. Just have a notebook somewhere in your home. And when you think of something, when you visit with a loved one, when you hear them say something, just jot that down in that notebook, and then you have it, and it will make the service much more meaningful when the time comes. So start writing down notes to give to the pastor for the funeral service. Here's number six, have a completed will. Don't leave this to your kids or family members to figure all of this out. It will always lead to conflict and broken relationships. Write out your will now, and you can adjust it if you need to as time goes by. But obviously, you know, you deal with the big stuff like the house, the property, any savings you have. But there might be some other specific items that you want someone to have. Maybe a family Bible. Maybe your personal Bible you want to give to someone. Maybe a piece of jewelry that is a family heirloom, and you want a specific person to get that piece of jewelry. Whatever it is, just leave all that information in your will so the family has clear direction. Here's another little bit of advice for you. As you get older, start getting rid of stuff. Just start getting rid of stuff so that your family doesn't have to deal with all of your stuff. You think it's all so valuable and important to them, and I can tell you most of it, they're going to sell it at a yard sale. They're going to haul it off to the trash dump. So start getting rid of it now. Save the things that's important and valuable to you, but the rest of your stuff, start getting rid of it now. Part of the planning of your will is what you will leave your money to. Leaving your estate or a portion of your estate to the church is something you should consider. You can leave a legacy that will have an eternal impact by doing this. Instead of leaving everything to the grandkids that will waste it, leave it to be used by the Lord. And so have a completed will. And then for the last point, number seven, I want to be sure you hear this, that make sure that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I mean, none of this other stuff really matters if you don't get this right. Call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, today and surrender your life fully to Him. So when your time on this earth is over, you'll be prepared to meet the Lord. That by far is the most important decision of your life. So, seven practical tips, ways to prepare for your funeral. Write down your funeral plans, select your funeral home, make pre-arrangements with the funeral home, write the obituary early, start writing down notes to give the pastor for the funeral service, have a completed will, and whatever you do, make sure you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, I hope this has been helpful in some way. Please share this episode of Pivotal Decisions with your friends. That would be great. It would be a blessing to me. Take a minute to subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions YouTube channel. Thank you for listening. And as always, you remember the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.